Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter at Total Tutor and neilhaley.com. And I am so excited about my guest. When I think of great television, I think of Red Eye. I think of the genius idea of talking politics and news and laughing the entire time and really not hurting people's feelings as much as we know other stations do. So I'm excited to welcome the program former host of Fox News Red Eye and also Fox News contributor Tom Shalhoub. Tom, thanks for calling. How are you?
Good morning. Yes, I'm so glad to hear that. I mean, we all miss Red Eye. Those were great days. I came to Red Eye as a fan. I used to watch the show. And then as a guest, I was just glad to be part of the family. So when they offered me the job as host, I mean, it was a total dream job. So I was so lucky to have been able to host it for 2 years.
Absolutely, Tom. And so you said you were a fan. So basically, how did you first get connected just to be a contributor on Red Eye? How did that happen? Did you know Greg? Well,
Andrew Breitbart.
Really?
It was Andrew Breitbart. I wrote him a letter. I used to watch the show because, you know, 3 a.m, sometimes I'd be up or I'd be on the road, late night gigs. And as a stand-up, I would watch the show. And I knew I could do the show as a guest, but it was like my own private little, you know, I liked, as a fan of the show, I was nervous about doing it because I thought it could ruin it for me, you know? But I got together with Andrew Breitbart in a bar in New York, and he said, "You got to do Red Eye. You got to meet Greg Gutfeld." So he introduced me to Greg, and that's what started things off.
And there's nothing like it, that television, and how Greg started out with Red Eye and stuff. You think about specifically enough, that's the point I'm making, is that really when you guys, you make fun of people, but you don't do it in a way that's hurtful. You really do it as funny, and that's just great television. I mean, that's honestly, especially late nights, you want to watch that and say, "Oh my gosh, I didn't know about this news article. Or I didn't know about this thing." And then you throw in an animal video, and everyone laughs, right?
Yep.
That's the best thing.
And we would have the most diverse panel in television. You know, people used to say, "Oh, Fox News, what do you guys with the, you know." A lot of people, they have this perception, "Oh, you guys, conservatives, whatever." Gutfeld is conservative, I'm conservative, but our panel, we would, almost every night, we would have a conservative, we'd have a liberal, a far-left liberal, we'd have a libertarian, and we would have a comedian, and who knows what, you know, what ideology they are. But it was always a great mix of people.
And all walks of life, and all funny, and working with Greg, I'm sure you couldn't, when you worked with Greg, you probably couldn't stop laughing every second, right? This guy is so hilarious.
Oh, it was great. And he was also, he would get out of the way. The great thing about Greg, and that's what I learned from him as a host, he's so funny, but he would save his funny lines. He would set us up. You know, Greg, because, you know, you write a story and you think of a joke, but Greg wouldn't do the joke. He would do the setup, and he'd ask you a question, and he'd let you come in with the punchline. So, you know, when I started hosting the show, I realized it's like, I don't have to be funny all the time. I kind of have to let my guests be funny.
Now let's get to the book, Tom. And you're going to laugh about my background. I have 5 kids of my own. Okay, so when I was preparing for the interview, listening to some of your interviews and stuff, and I was like, holy cow. So you grew up in a big family as well. And I believe, I think that dads are not mean enough now. I don't think that dads want to be disciplinarians. They hand it over to their wives to do all the discipline, and they wonder, why are my kids out of control? Why do they don't listen to mom? Because the dads are kind of in the background. And this is what I love about you telling the story of how you grew up.
Exactly. Well, look, if you've got 5 kids, you're an honorary mean dad already. Because when part of the mean dad philosophy is that when we were growing up in the 70s, everybody had big families. There were 5 kids in my family, but across the street there were 12 kids, and down the street there were 8 kids. So parents, they had no choice but to give kids a lot of freedom. They had discipline while they were at home. But while we were outside the house, you know, my mother's motto was, "Get out of my hair." She'd open the door and kick us out. And then we were in a world of children. You know? Do you remember there was no parents around? We lived 90% of our lives outside of the watchful eye of parents. And we had to deal with bullies. We had to deal with, playground rivalries. But we had to work it out on our own. So there was a lot of freedom, even though there was a lot of discipline.
Exactly. That's a great point. And so the same thing, my wife, when she gets home, she starts cooking. She works full time. You can't believe that one, Tom. I don't know how I do it. I don't know how I even survive with her working, but they go ahead and they throw them outside in our big backyard, go play. And, you know, and they try to figure out something to do and the variety of ages and things like that. But when we're in the house, hey, here's these expectations. We're out in the community. Here's our expectations. And my wife says, well, why do we have to redirect so much? Tom, you could tell her why. It's because we are playing zone defense, right? We're not playing man-to-man like most families do.
Exactly. And there was a tremendous bonding. It's like, you remember the Miracle on Ice, that 1980 hockey team?
Yeah.
They bonded together. The team bonded together because the coach was their enemy. So, you know, that guy is a model for mean dad, because my dad was so scary. My brother and I would bond because we both lived in fear of the guy. So, you know, mean dads end up making kids work together better.
And do you agree? So you think you have to be mean with a big family? But what is your take overall, Tom, in the fact that you said I was listening to some of your interviews that your dad, in so many ways, you were mad at him many times because there was discipline, and we're missing that discipline. So and that shaped your life, right?
Absolutely. And I feel like I was able to, the stuff I'm able to deal with as an adult is because of the way I grew up. But believe me, I wasn't happy about it when I was a kid. My dad, he wouldn't let me quit my paper route. I had this terrible paper route. You know, remember collecting?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember. Oh, gosh. Collecting. Yeah. Oh.
They made you collect the money for the paper, and everybody would hide, and, you know, you were always short money. And then there was no leash laws in the 70s, so you'd always get eaten by dogs on your paper route. I wanted to quit. My dad said, you can't quit. I said, what do you mean I can't quit? I can't quit my paper? He said, no, you can't. I was so mad at my dad. He didn't understand what I was going through, but he didn't, you know, he didn't care. He said, you're not going to quit. Now, I'm almost still mad at him about that. But the thing is, mean dads are willing to wait 50 years for a thank you. Now I'm beginning to understand why my dad did the things he did. But, you know, he didn't, before I went to bed at night, I didn't say, oh, thanks, Dad. Thanks for thinking of me. No, I went to bed angry.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think if parents are like so much, Tom, then there's something going on. They should be someone that we, as parents, should be people that you can have the conversation as a kid, but you should respect them. But yet you shouldn't be like, hey, I want to be best friends with you, right? Because then they just take advantage, kids. That's how kids are.
Absolutely. So I get a lot of questions since the book came out, because people say, well, what about, you know, there's such a thing as abuse. Well, of course, mean dads, what I'm saying, are disciplinarian dads, but they always act in service of raising good children. So they're mean because they want their kids to grow up right. There's a great difference between that and real abuse, which is obviously real and it's a tragedy.
Yeah.
But as a result, you know, the world was tougher. Like I said, even my mother, she was in line with my mean dad. I would come home and say, oh, Chris Sullivan just pushed me. And she'd say, yeah, punch him back. So I had to go out and fight my own battles. But, you know, she wasn't hovering over me all the time. But as a result, I learned and I became more resilient.
Exactly. It became more resilient and learned from it. And you understood that there's adversity and you're not going to get everything you want like our generation today. I want. You know, hey, sometimes as a big family, you're going to be lucky to get anything to eat some nights, right? Or it's fend for yourself time.
Exactly. Well, we always had food on the table, but my parents didn't. They came from the Depression and they were... they were cheap. We never took a vacation. I used to say to my dad, are we going to go to Disney World? He says, why would I take you to Disney World? You got the Viewmaster.
And then that helped you understand when you get these opportunities, right, Tom, that this is worthwhile because of what you had to go through. Absolutely. It's such a unbelievable thing. And the feedback for the book so far, great, Tom. Everything's going well with what you're doing, all the different...
Going great. Yeah. We're selling books, and I love hearing it. I love hearing from people that read the book, and for even people who were born in the 50s, 60s or the 70s. It kind of spans generations, but I'm getting a lot of feedback that say, you know, this is my childhood.
So what advice would you give my kids being in a big family, especially my oldest that's kind of spread out our ages? What advice would you give growing up in a big family like you did, Tom?
Well, I mean, I'd say bond together, work together against your dad. See, first of all, you got to have a mean dad, and then the kids got to get together and they got to work against the dad. But for some of these millennials, who are getting married now, you've got to look to them. We're not going to raise our kids the same way that we were raised. I can't be a mean dad like my dad, but I want to pull a little bit of that mean dad philosophy into the modern era. I'm always telling my kids, work it out. You know, we go out in the playground and the kids might be fighting with each other and they come up to me and they say, look what somebody just hit me. And I say, work it out. So I'm getting to be known in the neighborhood as the work it out dad.
Awesome. Fantastic. Okay. The best place we can find information on you, Tom, we can pick up the book in all finer bookstores, but where can we find info on you, Tom? Where's the best place we can go?
Well, TomShillu.com. Everything's Tom Shillu, you know, TomShillu.com. And the book's on there. And then we've got, you can find my podcasts and everything. And, you know, I want to hear from people. You can email me through my site too. So I love, if anyone's reading the book, I love getting feedback and talking to people.
All right, Tom, we got to bring back Red Eye. We got to keep this, get the I want it back. So let's see if that ever we get the show back
Absolutely.
On the air, you know, because again, it's something that late nights, let's watch something that's going to make us laugh for sure, not just cry. So good talking to you, Tom. Best of
Absolutely.
Luck. And we love Red Eye and we love all what you do. And everyone needs to pick up his book. All right. Thanks, Kent, for calling, Tom. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Take care. Thanks. Okay. See you later. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show. We'll be back in just a moment.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.